frozen heart. Lou. My footsteps wore a path in the ground as I paced. I hated this feeling, this helplessness. Reed was in there, fleeing for his life, and there was nothing I could do to help him. The three wolves Blaze had left to guard us, one of them Blaze's own son, Terence, made sure of that. Judging by their size, Terence's companions were equally young. Each of them stared at the tree line, giving us their backs, and whined softly. Their rigid shoulders and pinned ears said what they no longer could. They wanted to join the hunt. I wanted to skin them alive and wear their fur like a mantle. "We have to do something," I muttered to Coco, glaring at Terence's dark back. Though he and the others were smaller than the rest, I had no doubt their teeth were still sharp. "How will we know if he reaches Gévaudan? What if Blaze kills him anyway?" I felt Coco's gaze, but I didn't look away from the wolves, longing to embed my knife in their rib cages. Restless energy hummed beneath my skin. "We don't have a choice," she murmured. "We just have to wait." "There's always a choice. For example, we could choose to slit these little imps' throats and be on our way."
"Can they understand us?"
Ansel whispered anxiously from beside Beau.
"You know,"
he dropped his voice further,
"in their wolf form.
I don't give a shit." Coco snorted, and I glanced at her. She smiled without humor. Her eyes were as drawn as mine, her skin paler than usual. It seemed I wasn't the only one worried about Reed. The thought warmed me unexpectedly.
"Trust him, Lou. He can do this."
"I know," I snapped, said warmth freezing as I whirled to face her.
"If anyone can outbeast the beast of Gévaudan, it's Reed. But what if something goes wrong? What if they ambush him? Wolves hunt as a pack. It's highly unlikely they'll attack unless they have him outnumbered, and the idiot spurns magic."
"He's armed to the teeth with knives," Beau reminded me.
"He was a chasseur, Lou," Coco's voice gentled, so unbearably patient that I wanted to scream. "He knows how to hunt, which means he also knows how to hide. He'll cover his tracks."
Ansel nodded in agreement. But Ansel, bless him, was a child, and neither he nor Coco knew what the hell they were talking about.
"Reed isn't the type to hide."
I resumed pacing, cursing bitterly at the thick mud coating my boots. Water sloshed up my legs.
"And even if he was, this entire godforsaken place is knee-deep in mud," Beau chuckled.
"Better than snow."
"Says who?"
His eyes narrowed at my tone, and I scoffed, kicking at the water angrily.
"Stop looking at me like that. They're equally shitty, okay? The only real advantage in the middle of winter would be ice, but of course the dogs live in a goddamn swamp."
Howls erupted in the distance, eager now, tainted with unmistakable purpose, and our guards stood, panting with feverish excitement. Terence licked his lips in anticipation. Horror twisted my chest like a vice.
"They've found him."
"We don't know that," Coco said quickly. "Don't do anything stupid."
Reed's cry rent the night.
"Lou."
Eyes wide, Ansel swiped from my wrist.
"Lou, he doesn't want you to—"
I slammed my palm into the ground. Ice shot from my fingertips across the swamp floor, the very ground crackling with hoarfrost. I urged it onward, faster, faster, even as tendrils of bone-deep cold latched around my heart. My pulse slowed, my breathing faltered. I didn't care. I stabbed my fingers deeper into the spongy soil, urging the ice as far as the pattern would take it, farther still. The gold cord around my body pulsed, attacking my mind, my body, my very soul with deep and boundless cold. But I didn't release it. Vaguely, I heard Coco shouting behind me, heard Beau cursing, but I couldn't distinguish individual sounds. Black edged my vision, and the wolves in front of me faded to three snarling shadows. The world tilted. The ground rushed up to meet me. Still, I held on. I would freeze the entire sea to ice, the entire world, before I let go. Because Reed needed help. Reed needed
frozen ground.
He needed frozen ground. Ice. It would give him something. Advantage. It would give him an advantage. Advantage against... But delicious numbness crept through my body, stealing my thoughts, and I couldn't remember. Couldn't remember his name. Couldn't remember my own. I blinked once, twice, and everything went black.
pain cracked across my cheek, and I jerked awake with a start. Holy hell!
Coco dragged me to my feet before slipping on something and plummeting back to the ground. We landed in an angry heap. Swearing viciously, she rolled me off her. I felt odd.
You're lucky you aren't dead. I don't know how you did it. You should be dead.
She struggled upward once more.
What the hell were you thinking?
I rubbed my face, wincing slightly at the sharp scent of magic. It burned my nose, brought tears to my eyes. I hadn't smelled it this concentrated since the temple at Modranit.
What do you mean?
Ice, Lou,
Coco said, gesturing around us.
Ice!
Thick, crystalline rime coated every inch of our surroundings, from the blades of dead grass, ferns, and lichen on the forest floor, to the boughs of cypress on the canopy. I gasped. As far as the eye could see, Le Ventre was no longer green, no longer wet and heavy and alive. No. Now it was white, hard, and glistening, even in darkness. I took a step, testing the ice under my foot. It didn't yield beneath my weight. When I stepped again, checking behind, my footprint left no impression on its surface. I smiled. A snarl to my left jerked me back to attention. A wolf had just launched himself at Beau and Ansel, who lifted his knife in an attempt to defend them. Coco darted forward to help, dodging Terence, who slid right past her in his haste. The third wolf loped toward me, teeth first. I grinned wider. It seemed I'd broken the rules. With a snort of amusement, I twirled my fingers, and the wolf spun out of control on the ice. The pattern dissolved into golden dust. I wobbled, but kept my feet, fighting a rush of vertigo. When the sensation passed, the wolf regained his footing. I bounced a finger off his nose as he careened past once more, slipped, and fell in a tangled heap. Though my vision swam, I laughed, then clenched my fist, guiding the ice up and over his paws. He yelped as it devoured his legs, his chest, edging steadily toward his throat. I watched in fascination, even as my laughter turned colder, chilling. More, more, more. I wanted to watch the light leave his eyes.
Lou! Coco cried. Look out!
With hollow compulsion, I turned and flicked my wrist, catching a pattern easily, as Terence leapt for my throat. The bones on the right side of his body shattered, and he fell to the ice with a piercing cry. But I felt no pain. Stepping over him, I lifted my hands toward his remaining companion. He backed away from Ansel and Coco slowly.
You will leave my friends alone, I said, following him with a smile.
Gold winked all around me with infinite possibilities, so many more now than ever before. So much pain, so much suffering. The wolf deserved it. He would have killed them.
His kin might have already killed Reed, a voice whispered.
My smile vanished. Ansel stepped in front of me, looking alarmed.
What are you doing? Ansel!
Coco eased between us, gripping his hand and maneuvering him behind her.
Stay back!
Her eyes never left mine.
Enough, Lou. You control your magic. It doesn't control you.
When I didn't answer, when I didn't lower my hands, she stepped closer still.
This ice. Melt it. The price was too much.
But Reed needs the ice. He'll die without it.
She grasped my hands gently, guiding them down between us. There are worse things than death.
Undo it, Lou. Come back to us. Don't continue down this path.
I stared at her. Witches willing to sacrifice everything are powerful, the voice reminded me. And dangerous, a distant corner of my mind argued, and changed.
You aren't your mother, Coco whispered.
I'm not my mother,
I repeated, uncertain. Ansel and Beau watched with wide eyes. She nodded and touched my cheek.
Undo it.
My ancestors kept silent now, waiting. Despite what Coco thought, they wouldn't urge me to do anything I didn't want to do. They only amplified my desires, carried me away in order to fulfill them. But desire was a heady thing, as addictive as it was deadly. Reed's voice reverberated from that distant corner.
Reckless.
This isn't you, Lou, Coco said, coaxing. Undo it.
If I'd trusted her any less, I might not have listened.
but that distant corner of my mind seemed to believe her words. Kneeling, I placed my hand on the ground. A single pattern arose in my mind's eye, drifting out from the frozen wasteland of my chest toward the ice. I took a shuddering breath, and a blue-tipped arrow nicked my leg.
No! Coco cried, flinging herself over me. Stop! Don't shoot!
But it was too late.
We'll pass some of them just up the road.
Bone White's eyes had gleamed with hunger.
Smarmy bastards. They've been scouring the forest for weeks, making a right mess for us, haven't they?
Reed's face now, drawn with fatigue.
The chasseurs were near last night.
Nearer than we'd thought, it seemed. Pushing Coco aside, I rose to my feet. My body thrummed with anticipation, my fingers flexed. It had only been a matter of time before they found us. And what spectacular timing, too. At last, they were here. Chasseurs. Bows and balisardas drawn, Jean-Luc led a squadron from behind the trees. Surprise lit his eyes when he saw me, replaced quickly with resolve. Lifting a hand to halt the others, he approached slowly.
If it isn't Louise LeBlanc, you can't imagine how pleased I am to see you.
I smiled, staring at his balisarda. Likewise, Jean-Luc. What took you so long?
We buried the corpses you left on the road.
Those pale eyes took in the ice around us before flicking to my face, my hair. He whistled low.
The facade is cracked, I see. The surface finally reflects the rot within.
He gestured to the half-frozen wolf.
Though I'll thank you for making our jobs easier. Blaze's pack has never been easily tracked. His Majesty will be pleased.
I bowed low, extending my arms. We are ever his servants. Jean-Luc spotted Beau then.
Your Highness, I should have known you'd be here. Your father has been in an uproar for weeks.
Though he still looked uneasy, Beau rose to his full height, staring down his nose at him.
Because you told him about my involvement on Modranet.
Jean-Luc sneered.
Your indiscretions shall not go unpunished. Truly, it disgusts me to one day call you king. Never fear, you won't be alive to witness that crowning achievement, not if you continue to threaten my friends. Your friends?
Jean-Luc stepped closer, his knuckles white on silver and sapphire. I grinned. I'd told Reed I'd get him another balisarda. How delightful that balisarda would be Jean-Luc's.
Understand me, Your Highness. This time there will be no escape. These witches...
He jerked his chin toward Coco and me.
And their conspirators will burn. Your friends will burn. I will light their pyres myself when we return to Caesarine. One for Cosette, mon voisin, one for Louise LeBlanc, one for Ansel Diggory.
He bared his teeth.
And one for Reed Diggory.
He was wrong, of course. So very, very wrong.
A fitting way to honor our late forefather, don't you agree? Celie will hate you if you burn Reed,
Beau spat. I twirled a lock of hair around my finger. Tell me, Jean, have you fucked her yet? A beat of silence, then...
I don't...
His eyes flew wide, and he sputtered incoherently.
What?
That's a yes, then. I sauntered closer, just out of his blade's reach. Reed never fucked her himself, in case you were wondering. Poor girl. He did love her, but I suppose he took his vows seriously. My grin widened. That, or he was saving himself for marriage. He lashed out with his balisarda.
Shut your mouth!
I met him with a blade of ice. The other men tensed, edging closer, and Coco, Ansel, and Beau lifted their knives in turn.
I can't imagine he'll be pleased when he learns his best friend loved his girlfriend in secret for all those years. So naughty of you, Jean. Did you at least wait to sow your seed until Reed moved to greener pastures?
He jutted his face over our clashed blades.
Do not speak of Celie.
I continued undeterred.
One can't help but notice your new circumstances with Reed out of the picture. He always had the life you wanted, didn't he? Now you get to pretend at his. Second-hand title, second-hand power.
I shrugged with a saccharine grin, sliding my blade along his slowly. The ice touched his hand.
Second-hand girl.
With a snarl, he pushed away from me. A vein throbbed in his forehead.
Where is Reed? How disappointed she must be now, though I suppose a secondhand girl deserves a secondhand boy.
He launched himself at me again. I sidestepped easily.
That murderer didn't deserve to breathe her air. When she heard what he'd done, it nearly killed her. She's been in seclusion for weeks because of some misplaced emotion for him. If not for me, he would have ruined her, just as you ruined him. Now where is he?
Not here, I sang, still smiling sweetly as we circled each other. Beneath me, the ice thickened, and the foliage cracked audibly.
You're a thief, Jean-Luc. A damn good one, of course, but I'm better. You have something I need.
Which? Tell me where he is, or I'll—
You'll what? If your history is any indication, soon you'll be begging me to ruin you, too.
With a snarl, he signaled to his men, but I jerked my hand upward before they could reach us. Shards of ice spiked up behind him, around him, until we stood in a circle of jagged icicles. Trapped, he shouted panicked orders, eyes darting, searching for a gap, while the chasseurs hit and hacked at the ice.
Cut it down! Captain, get him out!
One of the icicles shattered, raining ice on our heads. Capitalizing on the distraction, I lunged, slicing Jean-Luc's sword hand. He cried out, but kept hold of his balisarda. His other hand seized my wrist, twisting, and that, well, that just wouldn't do. I spat directly in his eye. Rearing back, he loosened his hold on me, and I dug my fingers into his wound, pulling and tearing the skin there. He roared with pain.
You bitch!
Oh, dear. I flipped his balisarda into my hand, the ice sword poised at his throat. Then I laughed. Laughed and laughed until Coco, Ansel, and Beau joined the chasseurs in beating against the ice.
Lou! 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 Came their anxious cries, reverberating around me, through me.
The moon reflected in Jean-Luc's wide eyes. He backed away slowly.
It seems you've misplaced something, Captain.
I hurled the ice sword into the icicle by his head before raising my free hand.
This is going to be fun.